Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Bava Basra Daf Pei Hei, Bava Basra 85. And from today's Daf Yomi, we can also learn something that relates to an interesting question that arises with respect to matzah. And it's interesting because today's Daf Yomi is also one of the Daf Yomis for the holiday of Pesach, the year 5777. So the Gemara cites a brisa that refers to a situation in which a person has a utensil, and in that utensil, which is a measuring utensil, there are fruits being measured into it, and we want to know exactly the moment when the fruits are transferred from the seller to the buyer in the event that from that point on the seller can no longer renege on the deal and the buyer can no longer renege. And also another reason why it's relevant is because if there's a fluctuation in the price, we want to know exactly the moment that the sale happened, or if as part of the transaction the merchandise itself gets damaged. So the Braisa tells us Arba Midos B'mochrin. The Braisa tells us that there are four different ways in which we can divide up the actual moment in which the sale transferred. The first case in which we're talking about is Ad Shelo Nismala Mido Amocher. So the first situation is where the borrower and the seller had both borrowed a measuring utensil that belongs to a third party. And so under these situations where the third party is the one who owns the measuring utensil, then we say ad shelo nismala mido, that as long as the measuring utensil has not been filled up, then it is considered to be lent to the seller. And so therefore, if anything happens, it's still the seller's. Nismala mido lelokeach. But once the entire measuring utensil where they're measuring out the crops has been filled up, then we say it now belongs to the purchaser and it cannot be reneged. And Bamedvar Mamurim, when are we saying this? B'mida she'ino shel shneihem. That's where the measurement utensil is not owned by either one, but it's owned by a third party. Then we say the responsibility is with the seller until it is full. Second law of the Braisa is Avalim Haisa Mida shel echad mehen. Let's say one of the two, either the seller or the purchaser, own the actual measuring utensil, then Rishon Kana. Then we say as soon as it goes in to the utensil, if it's owned by the purchaser, then as soon as it goes in, he's acquired it. Or if it's owned by the seller, he acquires it until it is full. And once it's full, and the person makes an acquisition or an act of proprietary act on it, then we say that the purchaser has purchased it. But Rishon Kana under those situation because it belongs to the person who owns it. Bamedvar Marmurim, when do we say this, that whoever owns the utensil is still in possession of it? Pershus Arabim or Bechatzar She'ena Shal Shneim. We say this only where it is a public domain or if it is a courtyard that doesn't belong to either one of them. Then under those circumstances, we say that it follows whoever owns the measuring utensil. A third law about when the action takes place of the transaction says the Braisa Aval Bereshus Mocher. Let's say it was in the domain of the seller. Then, even though there is a measuring cup that belongs to the purchaser, if it's in the domain of the seller, Lo Kana So then under those circumstances, we say that the purchaser has not acquired the fruits that he is acquiring until he has actually done what's called hagbah, if he lifts it up, or until he does meshicha, he pulls it out of the domain of the other person into his own domain or into a simta, which is a side of the public domain. Now, those are the first three laws. Comes the fourth law of the Braisa. It says, let's say it was in the possession of the borrower, the measuring utensil was in the borrower's domain, then kavan, not the borrower, the purchaser's domain, then kavan shekibel lav mocher kana lokeach. Then as soon as the seller has accepted upon himself the price that he's selling it for, then the purchaser has acquired it. And even though the measuring utensil has not been filled, then we say that since the measuring utensil is in the domain of the purchaser, we say at that point it has been transferred to the purchaser's domain. And the Gemara, the Braisa continues and then gives us a caveat to that and says, however, Bershut Hala Hamufkadim Etzlo. Let's say the measuring utensil is in the domain of the person, of a third party. It is being stored in a third party's domain, and that's where it is being filled. meaning to say that the seller has deposited the fruits there. And so therefore we say under those circumstances, lo kana achi kabel. Then we say under those circumstances that the purchaser has not acquired it until he has accepted the actual domain of where it's being deposited as something that he has rented or accepted that place upon himself. Meaning to say that the purchaser has not acquired those fruits until it is actually, he has acquired the land where it is. And so therefore the seller will still be responsible for it. In point of fact, however, this is a question that the Cheshukei Chemed discusses. He says there was an actual case where there was a guy who was a wholesaler for matzah, and he sold matzah to a retailer, and the retailer was going to sell it, but until the retailer gave him the money for the matzah, and they stored it in a third party's domain for 2 weeks, and when it came to get the matzah was already moldy, and so therefore he wanted to know, the guy who purchased it said, you sold me moldy matzah, and the guy who sold it said, no, when I sold it to you, it was good, it just became moldy over there. So what would be the case under those laws? So the Cheshukei Chemed cites our Gemara, and he says that if it's the understanding that if you put the matzah there, that it's more likely to get moldy, then we have a concern, and then we say most likely the guy who put it there, the person who put the matzah there is at fault for putting it in a moldy place. But if the understanding is that it's not likely to get moldy, then the seller, the person who is selling it is not at fault, and the person who's purchasing it has to prove that it was moldy. Otherwise, we say that he purchased it once he gave him the money, and the obligation is to prove that it was moldy at that point. And that is how he rules under that case.